VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The second night of Democratic presidential debates on CNN saw former Vice President Joe Biden facing blistering attacks from his rivals. VOA's Jim Malone explains.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Associated Press has tallied 114 Democrats and one independent, publicly backing an impeachment inquiry. It's a spike after the testimony of former special counsel Robert Mueller. But still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is unlikely to move unless she sees a groundswell of support. Those 115 lawmakers are far short of the majority of 218 that's needed for most legislation. Outside groups are trying to pressure the House Speaker, who says they're still working to collect evidence. The group Stand Up America says they'll make sure, during the August recess, every member of Congress will hear constituents calling for impeachment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a rare and dramatic move, the United States has imposed sanctions against the top diplomat of a